We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. As we go straight to the phones and to the fun, ladies first, to Toccoa in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hey, Toccoa.
Hi. I'm not sure if you were the gentleman I was talking to last night.
Yes, we invited you to call back because you called at the very, very end of our broadcast, and you had just started to get into your topic when we ran out of time, and I wanted to make sure that you had more time to talk about it, so I invited you back.
Thank you. I kind of had a day to organize my thoughts, and if you've ever heard of the Rainbow Family...
I have.
Okay, see, this is what I like about this radio station. You're free thinkers. You kind of are awake to the idea that the American dream is something you have to be asleep to believe.
That sounds like a cliche to me, but okay.
And, well, George Carlin, the comedian, said it.
Yes.
I understood what he said. Anyway, I'm sorry.
So you are a rainbow person.
Yes, sir. My family is also rainbow. Because I have a one-year-old, we're staying on a farm and helping out a friend that is unable to do all the work that needs done.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the Ocala gathering is going on right now, and she's down there with my husband serving free pancakes to all the kids down there. And there's what it is it started in 72. And it was a group of people that decided to exercise their constitutional right to peacefully gather on public land.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided that National Forest would be a great spot. And it wasn't very big at first, but then the internet helped.
How big is it now?
Well, let's see. This year, Ocala was kind of small, but it can get up to 3,000 people in the woods.
That's not too bad. I mean, if you compare it to, like, a rock concert or something, it's nothing. But 3,000 people who essentially, how long are they in the woods? How long does the Ocala gathering last?
We have to sign a permit if it's over 65 people. And so it's 2 weeks. 14 days is the national limit anywhere in the country for National Forest. The permit signed and... The general rule is whatever you pack in, pack out. And
right.
So when there could be a really big mess if people didn't take the risk of going to jail and getting tickets to stay longer and help with cleanup.
Before you go on, I just find this group absolutely fascinating. Now, Toby and Mark, are you guys aware of the Rainbow People?
I've heard a little bit about them, but just a very slight bit.
Absolutely. Mark, I had a friend who sort of filled me in on to what these people were all about. And let me see if I... Let me just recap Rainbow People as I understand them. And then, Toccoa, you can correct me on whatever I'm wrong about, because it's probably inevitable I'll get something wrong.
Understand
it, you're a group of people who essentially travels around the country from, as you pointed out, one national park to the next, essentially just camping out, hanging out, and socializing with one another, that sort of thing. There are interesting rules that go along with the Rainbow People. Again, you travel around the country just essentially staying in forest after forest, camping out. However, there are specific rules that must be abided by should one want to spend any time with the Rainbow People. As I understand it, you have to park at a certain location and then walk in the rest of the way. There aren't supposed to be any vehicles around.
That's Main Circle, yes.
Okay. Also, they frown on having money at the Rainbow Gatherings.
Yes, because that way the government can tax the crap out of us if it's an exchange of money. Now, it does cost something to do the gathering. It costs energy. It's common courtesy to bring fire to a kitchen. It's common courtesy to, if you see micro trash, you pick it up.
Cigarette butts? Is that what you mean when you say micro trash?
Yes, cigarette butts and stuff like that, right. Then someone will walk up to you and say, hey, empty your pockets. You empty your pockets, and they give you a piece of chocolate, which is very valuable in the woods.
What I find interesting is that there are people that travel around with the Rainbow gatherings all year long, are there not? I mean, aren't there people that it's essentially their life to be Rainbow People?
Yes, I was. I lived for 2 years on the trail, and then I met my husband, and we started having children. And before, I was backpacking around, and now we're working on getting a school bus so that way we can feed in the cities as well as and as
feed
well
in
as
the cities?
In the woods. Yeah. I had a story planned to tell you. When we were in Boise, Idaho, my family and I, we ran into some kids that had just bought a bus, but they still needed more money to set it up as a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They needed a kitchen to make their vegetarian lasagna and garlic mashed potatoes and salad. And we went to the bar district in Boise and had plates and knives for everyone that we gave food to. We gave them the food, told them what the cause was, and then they either donated or they just said thank you, and we gave the person a smile. So we still, you know, a smile can be very healing.
I agree with that. Now, let me ask you this, because I'm curious about how the rainbow gatherings are funded. I mean, if indeed you're traveling around all year long from forest to forest, setting up what is essentially amounts to a food giveaway system, who's funding this? Are there very wealthy people behind the rainbow gatherings that, you know, people who are essentially retirees, they've got money sitting in a bank account to where they can continue to buy rice and beans and that sort of thing and make these at every single outing? Are there people that work half the year and then the other half the year they spend going out to gatherings so they can spend the money that they earn? How does this get funded?
Well, at the gathering, if people that bring money to the gathering, they pass a magic hat around, and you put your money in the magic hat. They do.
But wait! I thought money was frowned upon.
You can't just go to the town and steal food, or you know, you can't. The magic hat goes to main supply. Some people bring food in from their houses. You know, some people are weekend warriors. They don't do it all the time. They just go to the closest gathering to them. They bring in food for main supply.
Now, here's another interesting issue that comes up, because when you're thinking about, okay, there are people who are giving out free food, and it's true. You can go to a rainbow gathering and go and eat a meal for free. Now the community that goes on here, as I understand it, is very, very close knit. So if you are, for instance, identified as a freeloader, for instance, somebody who's coming there, eating a bunch of food, smoking a bunch of pot, but not reciprocating anything, not helping build a bathroom, or not helping to make some of the food, are people like that ostracized to any extent?
Actually, everyone is welcome at the Rainbow Gathering, and people like that set a good example of how not to be. So one of the most famous people that you're talking about is a guy named Spirit, and he really is a total spange. He asks for everything and does, he asks for everything, and very rarely will he bring firewood. Very rarely will he haul water, because it's usually from the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's can be 3 to 5 mile hike to Main Circle to where the gathering actually is.
That's significant.
Yeah. Now, would you say most people do cooperate and do give back and basically form a voluntary community like this? Are most people giving back, or is it just with a few freeloaders?
That's correct. Most of the freeloaders, if you come in not knowing what to do and you just want to sit and watch, and the kitchen shout out, hey, we need someone to wash dishes. Hey, we need someone to cut firewood. Hey, we need, you know, they call it out.
Mm-hmm.
And those who want to do something can get up and do it.
What percentage would you say, I mean, you say most, but of anybody at any given rainbow gathering, what percentage are participatory and what percentage are essentially moochers? What was the word you used, spange?
Spange.
What percentage are spanges?
Spangers. Only 1%, 0.5%, because everyone, they see what's going on and they're like, wow, I want to contribute, I want to plug in. So everyone plugs in where they fit in. That could be rolling cigarettes for people at Nick at Night, you know.
And it's all voluntary. And in fact, if you can hang on to Koa, I want to find out more about this. I know my co-hosts here have other questions for you as well. And if you've got
a question
for Koa, she is a member of the Rainbow Family, Rainbow Gatherings, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web calbinpuresoap.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Anything toll free. 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only choice for more personal freedom, smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we go back to the phones, back to the fun and to Tekoa, calling from Georgia at the moment. Now, Tekoa, are you at home or are you on the road with the Rainbow family right now?
I am at home. I had to come back because I have animals to look after on the farm here.
Gotcha. Now, we're talking to Tekoa, and she is a member of the Rainbow family who hosts rainbow gatherings all around America. Is this just exclusive to America, or do the Rainbow families cross borders? Do they go down to Mexico? Do they go to Canada? Are there Rainbow families elsewhere?
Yeah, actually, there are international gatherings, and those gatherings last a year. The last one that I heard about was in Australia. Most Americans can't make it there, but anything can be manifested, you know.
Are there concurrent gatherings? For instance, in America, you're in Georgia right now. Let's say you said the Ocala gathering is going on now. That's Florida.
Right.
Is there another gathering going on anywhere else in the country, or is that where the action is, just that one gathering at a time?
No, actually, there are many different regionals at once, because it's so cold in the north. That's why Ocala is the second biggest next to the national, and usually the national, there's like 10,000 people there or more. And I wanted to point out that when you put money into a hippie gathering, like Woodstock was free, the first one, and it was, from what I heard, was a relatively good experience for most people. But now they've got Pepsi stock, and it costs all this money, and people are getting hurt, and people are having a bad time. That doesn't happen at gatherings, in the free gatherings, you know? So when you put money behind it, it makes it swag.
Well, now, there's money behind it. There's money going into buying food. There's money going into tents or whatever it is that's being set up. So certainly there's still money. You're just saying, for some reason, charging admission is the problem.
Right, right.
And so these are open to anybody. And what I think is interesting is that, as I understand it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but as I understand it, this is essentially an example of volunteerism. As far as it's not necessarily a market-based economy. It's more of a communistic style thing. Is there ownership in the Rainbow family?
No, and there's really, it's kind of controlled chaos. Everyone knows what to do, but from an outside perspective, it looks like a bunch of chaos. But somehow, you know, all the kitchens come up with food for Main Circle in the evening, which is called, I forgot. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Now, Tekoa, what do they do at Rainbow Gatherings? It seems to me that there, with that many people and giving out sort of, people preparing food, there'd be a lot of food preparation, probably some acoustic guitar playing at night.
Variety of instruments, I would
sitting
guess.
Around at the fire.
Didgeridoos, I would expect.
Is there anything? What else goes on?
Sex?
Let's see. Well,
drugs?
I'm not. When you say drugs, if you mean like people huffing paint and people sharing needles and stuff like that kind
no,
of thing.
No, I would expect to find. I would expect it at a Rainbow Gathering, which I've never been to one, but just knowing some of the hippies I've known in my past, I would expect to find a lot of marijuana. And also expect to find the occasional dose of LSD, maybe some MDMA. I would expect that would be about as far as it goes, though.
Yeah, mushrooms. But in order to, if you want to, if your goal is to go to the gathering to get high, then you need to plug into a kitchen and work, because the people that bring that stuff in treat the kitchens first, because the kitchens are the ones that are providing food all day long. You carry a cup with you all day long because everybody has food all the time.
I want to go two different directions here, and I know you guys have other questions as well. Talking about drugs makes me wonder about undercover police infiltration as to whether or not that's happened. And then I want to jump back to the issue of ownership. What sort of dealings do you guys have with, I mean, considering that the marijuana and all that's around, it would seem to me that that would attract the attention of law enforcement. Has that happened in the past, or do they leave you guys alone?
No, actually, I'm really glad you brought that up, because there is a task force of forest rangers that follow us around. They sit in on the councils that decide where the next gathering is going to be. They work 6 months on, 6 months off. They know quite a few people by name. And sometimes they respect the culture, and they will sit in and wait for the feather to be passed to them, which means that's the person that can speak naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And And so we try to have a friendly rip-roar with them. If someone gets busted, we don't, like, all gang up on the police and attack them. We just, that person got busted. Sorry about your luck. That really sucks. But next time you won't be so careless, you know.
Hmm. So have the police ever infiltrated a kitchen or something like that to find out who's dealing? Or do they pretty much just pick off the occasional marijuana smoker? I mean, how many people at any given weekend or given week or two-week period will get arrested by the police?
Well, if you have a quantity and you're walking around with a bucket full of pot and you're going around to the kitchens and they see you because no one shouted six up, which means the police are coming, then they arrest that person and they are charged with possession. But usually people shout six up, and so whoever has anything or is smoking anything puts it out.
I see. Now, how do you identify? I mean, have the Leos ever been undercover? Have they ever looked like another rainbow gatherer or a rainbow
Fetties
member?
Fetties with dreadies is what we call them, Fetties with dreadies. And there have been that kind of a thing. And they're going after the big wigs, the people that are bringing in pounds and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But those people really don't get, I really haven't heard anything because a lot of it is word of mouth. And so it can get telephoned into rumor, you know, a little incident turns into a huge rumor.
I see. Now, here's what I want to know also. I mean, if you're bringing in pounds of marijuana, you're expecting to sell it, I would expect. That's a fairly expensive issue, and that was where I was going to go, is that rainbow gatherings frown on bringing in money to buy things. So how could somebody possibly even profit from selling drugs at a rainbow gathering? No one's going to buy anything.
Right. Well, the point is not to sell it. The point is to is you're saying thank you to the people that are cooking the food for you, for the people that are playing the instrument. Right. Everything is given away.
Right. Amazing.
Right.
Now, you said there's no real ownership of anything. I'm just wondering, so you don't own the guitar necessarily that you might be at the gathering? That you brought? Could someone else potentially come up and take it from you and play some songs on it, then maybe give it away to someone else? Or how's that work?
Actually, I wouldn't doubt if that has happened before. What a lovely thought.
Hey, wait a minute. That's my guitar.
I bought that guitar. It's not a lovely thought.
Now this is where we sort of will diverge as far as I want to get back into this. And if you've got the time to call, I'll hold you over. Can you hang on?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. I find people to be fascinating.
That
their lives
true.
Are very interesting. And the rainbow people are a great example of a subculture in the United States that a lot of people just aren't aware of. And that's why we're exploring this with Tocco. We'll find out more about ownership and your calls as well about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-401-6788. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-401-6788. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-401-6788. 1-800-401-6788.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet, 8.net. Toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all archived right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. An entire year's worth of programs for free at freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and back to the fun, it is a call from someone who participates in a subculture of America that I think most Americans are blissfully unaware of. They don't know, they've never heard about the Rainbow People. And we have one of those people on the line with us right now, Tekoa, calling in from Georgia. And just to recap, essentially, Mark, how would you describe the Rainbow People for someone just tuning in?
Hippies that drive around from U.S. Park to U.S. Park sharing food and having, you know, living and communing with nature.
Let's talk a little bit more about the communal, communistic qualities about the Rainbow People. Now, it's interesting, Tekoa, that what you're doing is you're calling Free Talk Live. Now, Free Talk Live is a show that advocates the free marketplace. We want to get the government out of people's lives so people can be free to live their lives how they want, so long as they don't harm anyone else. I happen to be a fan of the free market. I happen to be a capitalist personally. That doesn't mean I'm a bad guy. It just means that I take money and I invest it to make my business better and so I can spread the show as far and as wide as possible. Now, in the Rainbow Gathering world, I have a lot of respect for you guys because what you're doing is, under the free market system that we promote every night here on Free Talk Live, organizations like you, the Rainbow People, can actually exist. If you want to get into a voluntary organization with others, which is what the Rainbow Gatherings are, you're not forcing anyone to come in there. You're not forcing anyone to participate. They choose on their own volition to go and spend time at these Rainbow Gatherings. I absolutely think that that's wonderful, and if it's working, as it seems like it's been for the past 30 years, I wish you guys the best of luck. And
it's just the federal government that's forcing them to get out of these parks after 2 weeks, and the federal government that's forcing them into jail cells for possessing a plant.
Right. So once again, your problems are with the feds, just like our problems are with the feds as well. And I just wanted to find out more about the communal aspect to this. As you pointed out last segment, there's no such thing as ownership. So if you bring a guitar and somebody decides they'd like to take the guitar, and then someone else decides they'd like to take the guitar, you could still go back and take back your guitar. I mean, it's still, like, if I bring a guitar to the Rainbow Gathering, I might want to take it out with me. Is it possible that I could not leave with my guitar, like someone might take it and ferret it away and hide it somewhere?
Well, stealing does happen. I actually had a really nice bamboo flute that was stolen from me. But I wouldn't doubt if there was a person that brought an extra instrument just so they could give it away to maybe the founder of someone that plays really well.
Now, just to point out, if there is stealing, then there must be property.
Right. It's not a free-for-all like, oh, this is my tent now because I want it. It's, you know, during cleanup when everyone leaves, cleanup is the best time to score stuff like tents, tarps, knives, instruments perhaps, you know, whatever that person left behind. But really there's no ground scoring until after the gathering's over.
Okay,
so if that makes any sense.
The communal part is only during the gathering. Once you leave, it's your guitar again?
Right. I mean, you don't necessarily have to give your guitar away, but if someone else in the circle wants to play a song, then, of course, everyone's going to share. But it's not something, you know, if someone got up and walked away with the guitar, then they'd be like, hey, wait a minute, that was not, you know, come back, I'm not giving it to you.
Right.
You know?
So there is ownership, then, during the Rainbow Gatherings.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting, because you guys are painted as a bunch of communists, and if there's ownership, then you couldn't possibly be true communists.
Well, see, there's all different cultures that come together. Like, the Krishnas come and serve food sometimes at the gatherings.
I bet you get a lot of Quakers out there as well. Are there Quakers there, too?
No, well, no, because those guys wouldn't really know. But there's, like, Christians and Jewish people. I tend to believe in Yahweh and Yahushua, and that's what Yahushua, I try and be as much like him as possible. Normal people or other people would call him JC. I don't prefer to use that name. But
as Mark has pointed out several times on the show, if you actually look at the history in regards to the Bible, his name is actually Yaheshua, is it, Mark? Is that what it is? Not that I'm a biblical expert, I'm an atheist. But nonetheless, I think it's absolutely fascinating. Yeah. Toby, did you have a question?
Yeah, earlier you said someone comes up to you and says, empty your pockets. What exactly does that mean?
That means, give me your trash. You know, empty your pockets as in, if you have any trash, they're trash trolls.
What does that do? Why do they want your trash?
Because that way you have more room in your pockets for more trash, because locals will come out and they don't know any better, and they'll flick their cigarettes on the ground, they'll drop the,
this is a way of keeping the place clean and cleaning up after you leave.
Right, cleanup starts when the gathering begins, you know?
You've got nice little fun phrases. Now,
there's a whole culture that's developed.
There certainly is. Now, my question is, there's a lot of cooking that goes on, firewood cutting, those kind of things. What happens if, an accident happens? Somebody cuts themselves with a saw badly, and I assume these are hand saws because they don't have extension cords out there.
You might be 5 miles out from the nearest parking
lot. Do you have a cool little rhyming phrase for that one?
Actually, I don't, but I've got a few phrases for later if you guys want to hear them. But,
okay, sure.
If there's a Babylonians come, nurses, doctors, all types of people, and the hospital is called Calm. I don't know, it's an abbreviation.
I see it here. I'm looking at the Wikipedia article. Stands for Center for Alternative Living Medicine. And Babylonians are essentially people from the city or people who aren't normal rainbow gatherers?
Right.
Very interesting. So you have your own hospital. That's great.
Midwives
for people that are about to give birth.
Fairly common?
6 years ago, I was 2 weeks late in Ocala, and I left 24 hours later, I gave birth to my son in a hospital, but they did have a midwife ready for me just in case I did go into labor.
This is interesting. CALM, or Center for Alternative Living Medicine, is a primary group of healers at Rainbow Gatherings who take responsibility for the health, wellness, medical emergencies, and sanitation for those who attend these large gatherings. It's an all-volunteer, non-hierarchical group, encompassing both mainstream medicine and alternative medicine, such as allopathic and naturopathic healing modalities. It's common to find physicians working with herbalists, EMTs helping massage therapists, and naturopaths coordinating with registered nurses in regards to patient care.
Yes.
They also work closely with Shanti Sena, as they're often first on the scene in a crisis. There's usually one main calm camp near the inner part of the gatherings and smaller first aid stations set up around the gathering. So this is really something they've thought about, apparently. Even those without medical experience are encouraged to help with things such as procuring water and cooking for the healers who are often too busy to attend main circle or visit other kitchens. In case of any emergency, Calm can be contacted on FRS. So apparently, there's some level of technology going on here. Family radio service radios are in use. Channel 3, apparently, is the emergency channel out there for the Rainbow Gathering. So if you're out and something happens and you've got an FRS radio or somebody nearby does, then they can call for a response. Have you seen those radios in use?
Yes, actually, the kitchen that I plugged into, the people I live with are down there. Their kitchen's called Breaking Bread, and she is a call member. She brought a bunch of medical supplies, extra sacks for people that have foot injuries, because on occasion someone will be drunk, and the alcohol stays at the road. There's no alcohol down into the gathering. That's another reason the gathering
really?
Is deep in the woods, because that way if the drunks get mean or aggro, which means aggressive, of course, they don't want to walk 5 miles down into the woods to go beat
somebody
up.
This is very interesting. Yeah. The drugs that aren't that are legal are the ones that aren't allowed.
That's fascinating.
Yes.
Toby, a question about, I guess, hygiene.
Yes, I was wondering, you said some of these gatherings last for up to a year. Where do you shower?
Actually, you can answer that question in a moment if you can hang on, Tekoa.
Yes.
We'll bring you back an hour with Tekoa on the Rainbow Gatherings. It's a fascinating subculture of America. And if you've got a question for her, she's going to be on the line here for most of the remainder of the show. I think we have a couple of other calls that we will need to get through off topic. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. If you've ever wanted to ask a question of a Rainbow Gatherer, now's your opportunity. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want to help support us, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com. It'll cost you all of $3 a month if you want to get on board. But again, it's totally voluntary, so if you can't afford it for whatever reason, then enjoy all of the website features totally free. But again, if you can support it, then it makes a big difference for us, because if you send us $3 a month, as over 330 of our listeners are doing, at minimum $3 a month, that all adds up to a significant number. We're almost up to $2,500 a month coming in. And that means that we could take that money in and turn it around into promoting the show, getting monthly advertisements in Talkers Magazine, also purchasing internet advertising to get more radio stations and more internet listeners also on board with the program, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that sounds interesting to you and you want to get your hands on a few perks, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Tekoa, calling from Georgia. Tekoa taking a little bit of time off from her rainbow family. We're talking about rainbow gatherings. It's a fascinating group of people that essentially it's a subculture in the United States and actually around the world. There are European gatherings, Canadian gatherings, international gatherings. And it's just a fascinating group of people. And Tekoa, I really appreciate you taking all your time out this evening. When I told you last night that I was seriously interested, I was absolutely interested, because it's fascinating to me what goes on out in the middle of the forest, this group that essentially travels around from place to place. Some of them come, some of them go, and some of them come back. And you travel to national forests, you set up camp for 2 weeks at a time, then you travel somewhere else and set up camp there, and there's all kinds of, hanging out that goes on, and cooking, and digging holes to poop in, and various different things. In fact, we were just going to touch on the hygiene issue, speaking of going to the bathroom and that sort of thing. And Toby, why don't you re-ask your last question for Tekoa?
I'm just wondering, what is hygiene like there? Is it just put off for 2 weeks? And also, you said some of the places in Australia go for a full year. What do you do for that?
Okay, they use bleach water as hand sanitizer. I'll describe the kitchen dishwashing. That's my main job, because there's nothing like a cold morning with warm hands. It's hot soapy water, hot rinse water, and then cold bleach water, but you need to only put one cap full of bleach to a whole 5-gallon bucket. If you use too much bleach, you're going to give everybody the runs, and that's not good.
All this water has to be packed out. I mean, you've got to take it from the parking area, essentially, 3 miles, maybe 5 miles, into the inner circle of the place. I mean, are there just people constantly going to replenish water?
Ho for the water runners, which means good job, guys. With locals in Ocala this year, there was locals with water buffaloes, and they bring water buffaloes to the end of the road, and then the kitchens send runners with wheelbarrows and jugs and wagons, and they collect the water for the kitchens and then go back to the kitchens and cook.
Wow.
At the bathrooms, there's when you use the bathroom, you put lime on it, you put dirt on it, you wash your hands with the hand sanitizer that's right there. And so it is...
It's a hole in the ground.
Right.
There's no porta-potties out there.
No, it's a hole in the ground. You've got to squat. It's usually a trench. Now, flies won't go beneath 3 feet, so most of the trenches are 6 feet deep.
Hmm.
There's a fly connections. Poo, flies, food, you, and your brothers and sisters. So it's very encouraged for people to, you know, you get seriously yelled at.
Dig deep.
If you don't practice the, you know, for Kitty Village, where most of the children camp, you walk in and they're shouting, wash your hands right now. You have to wash your hands right away. When you do any kind of cooking, any kind of going into the kitty camp, because the keeping people from getting sick is very important.
It's important.
So it's not like sanitary like we might think of it here at the amenities here that I have at home, but you guys still are keeping healthy and clean
there's
as
no
much
showers.
As you have
there's
to be.
No way in hell you can
right.
shower, though,
of course
right?
not.
Well, there's solar showers. So they take Doc Bronner's and people will set up a solar showers and you take turns taking showers. If you're in the woods that long and your crusties are starting to bother you, you can shower.
Your crusties?
Yeah. Some people trust in the crust. I don't.
They're
close together.
That's great.
Like,
wow.
We brought in my husband brought in a pound of tobacco to give to Nick at night.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk around saying, need a cigarette, got a cigarette, got a cigarette, need a cigarette. We Jones, so you don't have to. And that's another one of
that's
the things.
That's what Nick at night is, like nicotine at night?
Nicotine all the time. It's the smokers that are manifesting tobacco so that someone that's walking by that doesn't have a cigarette, that needs a cigarette, can get a cigarette.
Wow.
Now, I had another quick question. You said that you cook vegetarian meals. Are all the meals there that you guys cook vegetarian?
Most of the meals, there's really only meat at front gate at the road. They're, but down in, it's all vegan or vegetarian.
So there's no camp of people cooking up steaks or burgers or anything?
Flipping burgers?
Yes, at the front gate.
With
where the alcohol
right?
stops. That's, yeah.
That's more like
alcohol
the tail
and burgers.
The tailgate party is right at the gate, and then if you're getting more serious, you move inward.
See, now
right.
I like a good burger. I'm not a drinker, so I'd be all right with not having alcohol around. But I do like a good juicy burger if I'm out camping or something.
Me too. Like I said yesterday, I'm an opportunivore. The opportunity arises, I'm going to eat.
Right on. You know what? I'm sort of running out of questions here. I mean, the Rainbow Family, Rainbow Gathering is just an amazing group of people. What I really think is the most interesting is that you all do it on a voluntary basis.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of non-voluntary things, how often do fights break out? How often is there some instances of violence in the forest?
That also usually only happens at front gate because...
The alcohol.
Even with all these dangerous drugs?
Down, you get a bunch of people.
It's just a joke.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we all think drugs should be completely legalized, Dakota, so you're not going to find any opposition
if
here on that.
If there's a disagreement down in the woods and it becomes a severe disagreement, there is a council called and people will sit in to witness the disagreement and do their best to work it out. And sometimes you got to agree to disagree and go. And
so is there some sort of arbitration? Like you say, the council comes in. Do they make a decision that says, okay, well, you, Toby, you need to separate from Mark and no more kissing? No, or whatever.
Well, that's kind of hard to describe because it just depends on the circumstances. I mean...
Right.
I wouldn't know how to answer that. It just kind of depends on the situation. I mean, there's no, if someone's caught stealing, it's vigilante justice. You know, the person was caught stealing once and they were stripped naked and escorted completely out of the gathering, out
wow.
of front gate, all the way gone. because that kind of thing.
You guys, I got to give you also credit for being a nonviolent organization. I saw an amazing video on YouTube the other day of the Rainbow family traveling from one place to another, and the police had lined up on a roadway with guns in hand, with like machine guns, and the Rainbow family had a video camera, so they were taping the entire thing. And essentially, the Rainbow family just kept yelling, "They love you, I love you," at the police, and they kept walking towards the cops. The cops didn't know what to do. The cops ended up running away, getting in their cars and leaving. And so you guys essentially killed them with kindness, and I just thought it was fantastic. Hey, Tacoa, do us a favor and give us another call again sometime.
I will.
Whenever something new happens with your Rainbow family, interested in keeping that connection alive, and tell your friends about Free Talk Live. Maybe they'll get a good free market message from us, and they can combine it with their apparently successful version of a communal voluntary organization. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can't argue with anything they're doing.
They're happy. I mean, it's definitely not a life that I'd like to live.
Me neither.
But as long as it's voluntary, I have absolutely no problem with it, and it seems to be working for them.
We're short on time, but we're going to try to sneak in some calls on the amplifier line. Let's go to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Kurt in Michigan, going once. Kurt, are you there? Let's try this line. Random caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Actually, this is Kurt. I got cut off, so I called back.
Hey, Kurt, thanks for your patience. You're on the air. What's up?
Well, I believe I owe you guys an apology.
Why? You've got 30 seconds.
And, well, I never think an apology is just, "I'm sorry," so I kind of wrote a few things down, only taking about a minute to read.
You've got 30 seconds, so give us the short version.
Okay. I'm a gold level amplifier.
Yes.
And I became so from the silver level after hearing a show dedicated to the law enforcement force.
Okay.
Now, both times I sent you funds, I did so with a postal money order, and although this was not the crux of my transgression, I promised to never send you funds in that fashion again.
All right.
When I initially became an amplifier, I emailed you three funny names from which you could choose for your website's amplifier list.
We are out of time, Kurt. You're going to have to do this another time, but it's been Ian, Toby, and Mark with you. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.